For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So we officially have a new Speaker of the House. She is Nancy Pelosi, all of 78 years old, and she is the new Speaker of the House. She is a Democrat. She is a liberal. But the trouble is there are people far to the left of her in the House as well. We'll talk about that as we go along, because guess who's joining us? First time in the year 2019, she is joining us. She is Kayleigh McEnany. She is the national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, and she joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Kayleigh, first of all, Happy New Year. Did you have a great, good holiday season? Did you get away?
Happy New Year. Yes, I had a great holiday season. Really good Christmas and New Year down in Florida. Lots of downtime. Very relaxing. Hope you did as well.
Indeed, I did, except I went to Kansas City, right smack dab in the middle of God's country. But we're all back. We're all back at work. And now we've got a new Speaker of the House. What do you make of the ascendancy of Nancy Pelosi? Will anything get done in our federal government other than approving judges?
I don't believe anything will get done, and it's unfortunate because things can get done. There are areas of bipartisan agreement. Infrastructure is an example. Paid family leave is another example. Immigration, the fair deal the president put forward, DACA in exchange for the border wall, and then to the diversity lottery. These are all areas where we can compromise. But Democrats have so far indicated they are unwilling to do so. They don't want to compromise. Look at just yesterday. They went to the White House, got a DHS briefing. They apparently, according to reporting, were very uninterested, didn't care what the person had to say. They're meanwhile plotting to open investigations all across the Trump administration. They have something like 86 Trump targets. So they're not interested in working with us. I think it's unfortunate, though, because we could get a lot done.
Let me just ask you, though, is it a foregone conclusion that there will be articles of impeachment passed by the House of Representatives, or are there some Democrats maybe who live in Trump districts that are a little fearful of going that direction?
Well, Democrats know that impeachment is unpopular with the American people. Every poll shows it. It's why Nancy Pelosi, every time impeachment was uttered during the campaign, she would say, no, it's not something we're interested in, because she knows that the American people don't want it. It backfired when there was an impeachment of Bill Clinton and backfired on Republicans then. So I think that there are some Democrats wise enough to know when you impeach on baseless allegations, which is what this would be, no grounds whatsoever, it's going to backfire. But there is a hardcore leftist flank of this party. party that is demanding that tried to bring articles of impeachment to the floor when Republicans ran everything. So I do think that there's going to be a lot of pressure on Nancy Pelosi to bring these baseless impeachment charges.
You know, whenever a new year comes around, Kaylee, you always hear these predictions of what 2019 is going to be. I saw one prediction from one of the talking heads on cable news that 2019 would be the worst year in the life of Donald J. Trump. First of all, what is your sense of the man? Is he strong enough to withstand this? I mean, this is going to be in fact, I saw somewhere where there are going to be 17 different investigations of this president, his family, his associates. Is this going to be the worst year of his life?
I don't think so, because this president's a fighter. It's why Republican voters elected him. He's someone who can handle all of the fire and the animosity and the fake news and just all of the bloviating and craziness we see from the media. He can handle that. He, in fact, is probably even better when under fire, because he knows how to fight back and do so effectively. It won't be easy. It's going to be very difficult to get things done with an unwilling negotiating partner over in the House. So I think that will be frustrating at times, because there are things that we want to accomplish, and that will be hard. But this is a president that stays in good spirits despite all of the unbelievable and unimaginable fire directed his way from both the left and the media, which are one and the same.
Kaylee McEnany joining us, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I've got to ask you, everybody's talking about the government shutdown. 3,400 families just here in Nevada are impacted. And my question is, when's this thing going to end, and who's going to end it, the president or the Democrats?
Yeah, I think it's up to Nancy Pelosi at this point. I mean, the president has negotiated. He has compromised. He wanted $25 billion in border wall funding. He reduced it to $5 billion. There was reporting at one point that there was an offer somewhere between the $1.3 offered by Democrats and the $5. President Trump has put together a very fair package. He's put DACA recipients on the table as something that could potentially be discussed. But Democrats have just sat there, or in other cases, gone to Hawaii, like Nancy Pelosi, and didn't do the work on behalf of the American people. So I think it's up to Democrats. They own this, and we'll see, because it could last for weeks, as Mitch McConnell said. He said this could be a shutdown that goes on for some time.
Hey, Kaylee, though take me back in time. I remember that cameras rolling a deal where the president didn't offer 800,000 DACA and Dreamers a pathway to citizenship. He offered 1.8 million, more than double that. What happened to the offer? Is it still on the table? And did Democrats just walk away from it? I mean that's a major step forward for them.
They did just walk away from it. The deal was, I will budge on DACA. I will give the DACA recipients a path to legalization if in exchange you give me the border wall funding into diversity lottery and into merit-based or start of merit-based immigration into chain migration. This is something Democrats have wanted. In fact, 5 years ago, 54 Senate Democrats voted to double a portion of the wall on the southern border in the lottery, $40 billion in border security, and end chain migration. They literally voted on this, all 54, when Obama was president. So it's an offer one would think they would be willing to accept, if not entertain. But Chuck and Nancy walked away. They don't want to deliver the president a political victory. And it's so sad. It's so sad, especially when you see an innocent officer so tragically lose his life at the hands of an illegal immigrant with known gang ties. Officer Singh lost his life in that horrific murder that we saw play out over Christmas. And it was preventable. And there's so many other deaths in this country that are preventable should the laws be enforced.
So, Kaylee, how do we get anybody to move? I mean, are we stuck with gridlock for 2 years on anything but judges, or is there another way of going about this?
There is another way of going about it. I wrote a whole article on it on FoxNews.com, and I highlight kind of a blueprint for how bipartisanship can work. And Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump have been real champions in this area. They both, in December, helped to shepherd through, in the case of Jared, the First Step Act, which is criminal justice reform. In the case of Ivanka, the Women's Entrepreneurship and Economic Empowerment Act. And they did that by identifying leaders in Congress, one on the right, one on the left, working working with them, setting up meetings with people who stood in the way of progress, and they managed to get those bills through. So it is possible. It is achievable, but it's going to mean Democrats saying, hey, we're going to put politics aside and just get to work here and not just focus on 2020 auditioning.
And so is it a matter of working around the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, the leadership, the Steny Hoyer's, those type of people? Is it a matter of rank-and-file Democrats just working around their leadership?
Yeah, I mean, in some of these cases, you saw Democratic leadership come on board, but it took time. So I think it depends on the issue. I think it is direct contact with individual senators. For example, in the First Step Act, Cory Booker was not on board at first, but after individual outreach, they managed to get him on board and do some compromising there. So, you know, it's going to take individual outreach. And in the case of Nancy Pelosi, it's hard to imagine Democrats moving from under her thumb. A lot of times these Democrats tend to be Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi lapdogs. So it may be hard to work without them, and especially if their focus is solely on investigating.
Again, Kayleigh McEnany joining us. We're going to take a quick break. More with Kayleigh. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney. We're going to talk about a whole lot more. This is the first week, the first day of the new Democrat House of Representatives. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's can serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy, and Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Have you ever dreamed of joining the exciting world of broadcasting? I'm talking about 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks. Right now, 790 Talk Now is expanding. We're seeking motivated self-starters with radio production experience and an interest in producing compelling talk radio shows like Live and Local Now and Wayne Allen Root's War Now. These are paid positions for real money. If you want to be part of our 790 Talk Now team, call Debbie at 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kaylee McEnany, who is just, I think, one appearance short of achieving co-host status on this program, joining us from our nation's capital. Kaylee, I want to ask you, Mitt Romney, on the day before he was to be sworn in as a senator from Utah, went out after the president. What did you think of the anti-Trump comments of Mitt Romney? It just seemed it was so unseemly, and he just savaged him, not on policy, but on character.
Yeah, Republicans need to stand together. It's indispensable as we enter divided government that Democrats are seen as the ones not compromising and standing in the way of progress. And it makes it all the more difficult when Republicans are not unified. So that's why our chairwoman has come out and said, hey, let's stand together, Republicans. Let's make sure we stand behind the president, who had more votes in the Republican primary than any nominee in our party's history. It's a pretty unmistakable message from our voters that they stand behind the president. So too should the elected Republican representatives. It's disappointing anytime a Republican starts infighting. It only makes the Democrats' job easier, and we must stand together.
And yesterday during the interview with Jake Tapper, he tap danced, talking about Mitt Romney, tap danced around the issue of would he endorse the reelection campaign of the president. Do you think there will be a primary for the president?
No, I don't. I think any primary is truly a pipe dream. I mean, this is our voters continually send us signs that they support the president. At this point, to the tune of 89%, the highest own party approval rating of any president in modern history other than Bush during 9/11. So with those kinds of high numbers, high favorabilities among Republicans, any Republican challenge is just a pipe dream unless you're competing for, you know, cable news notoriety. Then you might get a lot of attention, but you're certainly not going to get a lot of votes.
I want to ask you, because I am fearful that we are headed for 2 years of good political theater, in fact, great political theater, impeachment, all kinds of other stuff that's going to be going on, but not very much from a legislative standpoint. You ran through a whole laundry list of things that if the Democrats really wanted to work with this president, there is common ground. What is the one or two issues that you think maybe are most likely the Democrats will bite on?
I think infrastructure is certainly the first. It's one where Democrats have been calling for this plan for years and years, and now you have a president who's put out a framework. He's had many infrastructure weeks last year trying to get the Democrats to the table. So that's one area where we could find commonality. And secondly, I think making middle-class tax cuts permanent, it's so important to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. And Democrats are not going to want to be seen as the people taking tax cuts away from the middle class. So maybe there's some room to budge there. There are many areas, but those are two that I would consider potentially movable areas.
I know here on this show, we have looked a little bit in the rearview mirror, but mainly we have looked ahead to how we fix what was clearly broken on Election Day for the midterms. And I want to ask you, I know the RNC, and we've had their representatives on the show a lot. We've had Rana on as well. And we've talked about doing a deep dive into the votes on November 6th. We won countless races on election night and then lost the races in the days and weeks after. In fact, we've got one, Harris in North Carolina, who will not even be seated by the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Have you completed the deep dive at the RNC on these election results and any conclusions that we've reached?
You know, I think, there's a new thing called ballot harvesting, and a lot of folks look at it and try to say that there's something nefarious that went on. But it is a process that's legal in California. It's why you saw a lot of the races change after Election Day, because they are able to count votes that are turned in by a third party, and it changes the vote totals thereafter. So, you know, I don't think there's really anything to discern from that or glean from that. I think it was a hard election. The party that holds power loses seats. It happens historically every single year. You never want to lose the House, but we had a pretty good midterm election considering that we picked up Senate seats, which is very, very hard to do, but we did that. So we want to work hard. We've got to fire Speaker Pelosi, and that means making sure that 2020 is our strongest year yet, and having President Trump at the top of the ballot is going to go a long way in helping.
In looking at the new members of the House of Representatives, a lot of them are female. Do we need, as a party, to be doing a better job of recruiting and vetting female candidates?
Well, we don't recruit at the RNC, and we don't do that for a reason. We don't want to be seen as the DNC is rigging elections for Hillary at the expense of Bernie Sanders or endorsing Cuomo as they did recently. We don't recruit because we don't endorse. It's not the place of the national party to go in and to hand select a candidate and prop them up at the expense of other candidates. And all that being said, you know, we certainly want to see more Republicans in Congress, more Republican women, and that's going to mean Republican leaders and communities stepping up, putting their name in the hat and running. So we're certainly looking at ways we could help recruit Republican candidates, but short of formal recruitment in a way that's fair, that's equitable, and that's not picking winners and losers.
I ask this out of respect. Would you ever want to run?
Hey, you never say never to anything. It's not in my current plans. I'm so happy serving the president, but you never know. You never know what happens later in life. But right now, just working on, hard for this administration, and that's my focus for the time being.
Hey, Kaylee, it's great to have you on with us to begin the year. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk to you a lot in 2019. It is going to be a crazy, crazy year. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
It is. Have a great weekend and happy new year.
There you go. That's Kaylee McEnany, national spokesperson for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. It does beg the question, though, of whether the RNC should, like the DNC, get into the business of supporting candidates, of vetting candidates. I mean, one of the problems we've had in recent years, we've had a lot of folks like Todd Akin in Missouri. Remember him talking about rape and different things? Maybe we need to do a better job of vetting, and maybe the RNC can help us. Maybe the RNC needs to get more involved. I don't know. Now Michael McDonald and others in the state and county parties may not want the RNC. I don't know. I've never asked him. We may have to do that coming up next week. See if we can get Michael in here. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, it's my favorite part of the show coming up. Oh, I love this. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week, or maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you get a chance to turn the program around. If we're headed in one direction, you want to change directions, it's okay. If it's something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week, or maybe something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about, that's what we do in this final half hour on Live and Local Now. My name is Kevin Wall. It's good to be back with you, by the way. Whenever I take time away from the program, I do a lot of reflecting, and especially with all the changes that are going to be coming up. I don't know if you saw the piece yesterday on News 3, but you can check it out at their website, News 3's website. And Jeff Gillen, as always, and his crack photo staff, they did a great job of making me look almost decent. And I appreciate that. We've been talking a lot about Mitt Romney. I don't know if you caught this last night on Fox Business Channel. And again, we do the research so that you can enjoy it on the radio and you don't have to waste all your time hanging out watching cable news. Lou Dobbs was on with Ed Rollins. Ed Rollins is a longtime political insider. And boy, I tell you, did they go after Mitt Romney? I mean, I thought I was mean and vicious when it came to Mitt Romney. Listen to Lou Dobbs and Ed Rollins on Fox Business.
You know, Mitt Romney is, I mean, he's lower in a snake's belly.
Well, we had this conversation about a month ago on the show, so, I mean, the bottom line is...
Well, refresh me.
I said he's going to be the leader of the opposition in the Republican Party, and I think to a certain extent he's going to be very bored with the job. He's one of the lowest members in the sense of seniority. Mike Lee is the senior senator there, and he'll be on every talk show, and his temptation will be to shoot his mouth off and change his positions and attack
temptation.
The president.
I mean, this is the... petty, small...
Before he's even a senator. Before
he's what?
Before he's even sworn in.
Well, yes, but he is still just... I mean, he's reprehensible. I can't even believe the people of Utah elected this creep.
Well, remember the president went out and endorsed him, and I think that had a big to do.
Well, wait a minute. You mean the people of Utah didn't know that he was anti-Trump? He didn't run against Trump? He ran... with Trump. Is that right? So he's lied to the people of Utah.
In this particular time he did, but in the presidential
race... Which time hasn't he lied?
In the presidential race, he was for everybody except Trump. He was for three or four candidates before he got to the final.
Well, he is a sorry son of a...
But, you know, he's a man who is... he did this to Reagan. He said, I'm not a Reagan, when he was running for the Senate in 1994.
This guy is...
I'm not a Reagan Republican.
Let me tell you
And the bottom line is the party today is Donald Trump's party. It's not Romney's party.
He's a fool. He is also absolutely a treacherous fool. And for anyone to put up, I mean, what he's done to the people of Utah, he is an embarrassment to the state. And that's the way it's going to be because he's obviously committed to his role as the smallest man in the Senate.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh. I know you have a busy life with a lot of activities that may keep you from your radio or your smartphone between 9 and noon. And I get that. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You missed an interview? Like earlier, we were talking with John Zarpolis from NPRI. He is the head of that great organization. You may have missed it and you said, gosh, I wish I knew what he was going to be talking about. Hey, You miss a current hot button issue that we're talking about? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's user friendly and it's free. I urge you to try it out now. Go to kevinwallradio.com. It is the easiest to access podcast I have seen on any radio website, anywhere. No, it's really good. And our thanks to Jameson and to Sofa King Creative Group for putting this thing together. It's really good. Okay, now here's the deal though. Mitt Romney goes out and trashes the president after the president had given him an endorsement, and then to with Jake Tapper to be snarky and say, well, you know, he endorsed me, I didn't endorse him. And suddenly that allows him to take off the gloves and savage a sitting president of his own party. This guy needs to learn some party loyalty. Maybe that's what we need more of. By the way, I hate to do this. It's kind of like breaking our train of thought and getting off of Mitt Romney. Did you see this, though? Harry Reid called Donald Trump, quote, amoral and the worst president the nation has ever had. An interview published yesterday. He said in an interview at his home here in Henderson, I think he's without question the worst president we've ever had. We've had some bad ones, and there's not even a close second to him. Reid said of Donald Trump, quote, he'll lie, he'll cheat, you can't reason with him. This was the same guy that claimed that Mitt Romney had not paid back taxes for like 10 years. And then when he was caught in the lie, he had said originally, well, a friend told me. Okay. Then that must make it so. Then that's a good reason to go out and you know, on the floor of the United States Senate and talk about how a guy didn't pay taxes. What a snake in the grass. And again, you know, he was diagnosed, Harry Reid was diagnosed last year with a cancerous tumor on his pancreas. We wish him well, but he is still a snake in the grass. And I'm sorry, I can't get away from that. And by the way, in case you're wondering, this is not the first time he has called a Republican president the worst president in history. Remember back in, what was it, 2000, I forget what it was, 6 or something like that? He called President George W. Bush the worst president ever. And that was in 2006. Now all of a sudden he's doing the same thing again. This was the New York Times Magazine, where he praised Chuck Schumer and House Speaker designate Nancy Pelosi, who now is the speaker. He also brushed off an effort to rename McCarran International Airport the Harry Reid Las Vegas International Airport, which I think was a good thing to do, because it's not going to happen there. There's a petition. There's a petition out right now to block that. So don't even think about it. But Harry Reid International Airport, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I just don't think it's going to. I think people would revolt. We would end up with a public revolt. We're going to take a quick break. Okay? Take a quick break. Then we'll come back. We'll get to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you tell us what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. It is live and local now. It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Why do politics matter? Well, because ideas matter. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. At Nevada Policy, we're focused on those ideas, not politics. Politics are about parties, lawmakers, it's about grandstanding. Ideas, however, are about empowering people and finding solutions. After all, to a parent, an idea such as school choice is not political, it's personal. To taxpayers, the idea of government transparency is not political, it's about ensuring confidence in our public institutions. Ideas like these are what will make a difference in Nevada, regardless of what political parties are running games in Carson City. We won't be able to stop every bad policy dreamt up by the newly elected legislature, nor will we be able to will into existence all the good ones, but we can make sure that the ideas that actually matter to Nevadans have someone fighting for them. Find out what we're fighting for at Nevada Policy. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and sign up to stay informed during next year's legislative session. Let's make sure the right ideas have a voice when lawmakers meet in 2019. Visit NevadaPolicy.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. Lindsey Graham is a guy that has come around. He criticizes the president from time to time, but by and large has become an ally of the president. This is the same guy that Donald Trump, the candidate, gave out his private cell phone number and gave it to the world. And I don't think I ever dialed it up. But I remember when it happened, everybody was just agog. I can't believe he did that. I can't believe that he would give out Lindsey Graham's private cell phone number.
But he did.
Well, now, Lindsey Graham, let's see, this was last night, was on with Sean Hannity. Let's go to cut six real quick. Because this is an idea I have heard floated. And I want you to think about this. The notion of the Defense Department and the SecDef, as they call him, the Secretary of Defense, essentially making a determination that our southern borders are worth defending. And whether it is the Defense Department that should be providing the $5 billion or $20 billion to create a border wall. Now, is it legal? The courts will have to decide that. And the Trump administration, with all due respect, has not had a lot of luck with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out in Southern California. They just have not had good luck with it. But last night on Hannity, Lindsey Graham was asked about the prospect, which I think has some merit, of letting the military essentially fund a border wall. It's for all of our protection.
This is a battle to me worth having, and I know it's inconvenient. By the way, I support all those furloughed employees. I don't want them caught in a political crossfire. They deserve their back pay. It's through no fault of their own that they're not viewed as essential services. But does the president have other options for the wall? For example, why is this not viewed? He's the commander in chief. He's in charge of national security of this country. Why couldn't Defense Department funds be used to secure our border to stop the drug trafficking, human trafficking, and even the criminal gangs and the 3,700 terrorists that Steve Scalise mentioned that were caught trying to cross our border? Why is that not a National Security Defense Department issue?
You can move some money around, but he'll get sued. There'll be lawsuits in California to stop any effort to have other agencies fund the border. But there's some money you could use for sure. But why should this president have to play that game? Why should Donald Trump have to do that when Democratic presidents and Republican presidents in the past were able to get money to secure the border from Democrats?
Last question.
He shouldn't have to do that. We're going to fight.
I support.
I don't know how this movie is going to end, but we're not giving up until we get the money.
If this takes 150 days, I think the Republican Party needs to stand united with the president. I have confidence in you. I don't have confidence in some of your colleagues, but saving lives, stopping drug trafficking and human trafficking is worth the fight. Will the president hold the line? Will he have the Republican support he needs to hold the line?
Well, let me tell you how our government works. Any bill passed from the House has to come to the Senate. It has to get 60 votes. And for it to be signed in the law, the president has to sign it. He's not going to sign a bill that doesn't have money for the wall.
Okay. And by the way, I applaud Lindsey Graham, because he has been very clear thinking on this. But can I tell you, I love the idea. Because to me, it doesn't matter who funds the wall. It doesn't matter. It really honestly doesn't. Who is it that funds the wall? I was listening to all the cable news channels, with the exception of Fox. And they were all saying, well, I thought Mexico was going to fund the wall, Mr. President. It's just, you know, what they don't get is that the 63 million people who voted for Donald J. Trump, they don't give a hoot about who it is that pays for the wall. It's not a big deal. It's not like it's a campaign promise that was broken. He's going to build the wall. I still like the idea of taxing remittances. No, I do. I really like the idea of that. I'm going to give the last word today. to Bernie Sanders, flaming liberal crusader for the downtrodden. And he was on with Anderson Cooper talking about the allegations of sexual harassment in his 2016 presidential campaign. This was from last night. Listen.
Just lastly, I want to ask you about an article that was published in the New York Times today. In it are allegations describing episodes of sexual harassment and demeaning treatment, as well as pay disparity in your 2016 campaign. I'm wondering, were you aware of those allegations during the campaign? And if you do run into 2020, how can you ensure something like that doesn't happen again?
Good question. And the answer is, Anderson, I'm very proud of the campaign we ran in 2016. You know, we started at 4% of the polls. We ended up winning 22 states, 13 million votes. I think we changed the nature of political discourse in this country, raising issues that are now kind of mainstream, which were then considered extreme and fringe. But when our campaign grew from, I think we started with three or four paid employees, and over a period of a few months, as the campaign exploded, we went up to, I think, 1,200 employees. And I am not going to sit here and tell you that we did everything right in terms of human resources, in terms of addressing the needs that I'm hearing from now, that women felt disrespected, that there was sexual harassment, which was not dealt with as effectively as possible. What I will tell you is that when I ran for re-election in 2018 in Vermont, we put forward the strongest set of principles in terms of mandatory training, in terms of women, if they felt harassed, having an independent firm that they can go to. And I think that's kind of, you know, the gold standard for what we should be doing. So I certainly apologize to any woman who felt that she was not treated appropriately. And of course, if I run, we will do better next time.
And just to be clear, you seem to indicate that you did not know at the time about the allegations. Is that correct?
Yes. I was a little bit busy running around the country trying to make the case.
That answer is not going to wash with the hashtag MeToo people in his party. He may have just cooked his own goose with that interview with Anderson Cooper. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. I was there plenty during the holidays. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root. What does he think about Nancy Pelosi, who for the second time is the Speaker of the House? What if anything good will come from Congress in the next 2 years? We know that the House is going to be hell-bent on impeachment. We know that that they will be obstructing everything the president tries to do. And the only really thing that the president can do is get more judges approved. Wayne Allen Root, tomorrow on this very radio program, I'm so looking forward to saying Happy New Year's to my friend and my colleague, Wayne Allen Root. That's going to do it for today. Those of you who couldn't get on, sorry about that. We will do it all again tomorrow. Want to thank our crew. Want to thank Jameson at the controls. Want to thank Tracy Brigida, erstwhile showbooker, our executive producer, grand poobah, whatever, Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening. You make this program possible. We'll do it all again tomorrow, 9 a.m. sharp. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.